Last month, the Louisiana State Ethics Board was presented with this conundrum. If a patron at a public library presents a librarian with a cookie at Christmas, is it ethical to accept? Or would a bite of that cookie be an unconscionable lapse for a public employee entrusted with the secrets of the Dewey Decimal System? Well, now, you might expect any self-respecting Louisiana board to answer, it's okay to eat the cookie, but only if nobody's looking. Well, not this time. State ethics lawyers want librarians to say instead, I cannot accept these cookies under the ethics law. And the same goes for cakes, pies, or holiday houseplants. Janice Butler is director of the St. Tammany Parish Library. That's across Lake Pontchartrain from New Orleans. Ms. Butler, what do you say to that ruling?
It's a hard cookie to bite, and I really can't believe that we've come down to this. If you've lived in Louisiana or you know Louisiana, you know it's about the food. And librarians are all about public service, and I don't think that things like a rum cake or cookies could constitute a bribe. But I have been told by ethics lawyers that if any of the staff in public libraries in Louisiana were to even accept a Coca-Cola, we would be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
And I gather you've put up signs to this effect.
Yes, all of the branches in St. Tammany have signs that say, I'm sorry, due to the ethics laws, which, by the way, have been on the books since 1997. But when Governor Jindal took over, there was a push, obviously, that the ethics should be revisited. And so it's not a new law, but it's being mandated pretty heavily. And we had an incident at one of our branches where a man came in with a plate of cookies and was told politely by the staff, pointed the sign, we cannot accept those. And he left the plate of cookies and ran, literally ran out of the branch.
Oh, my.
Because he wanted the staff to have the cookies. Mm-hmm. And in one of my branches yesterday, an older lady came in with a bouquet of flowers for someone who'd helped her over the year with the internet. And when she was told that the staff member could not accept them, she, you know, literally went out of the building in tears with the flowers. So, you know, I'm just a little confused about this, and but I'm following the letter of the law in St. Tammany.
Now, I suppose one could say that you might forgive an overdue fine for some library patron if you knew there was a fruitcake in it someday.
No, I don't think so, because, I mean, most libraries, we don't do it too often in St. Tammany, but they have the fine-free days, so that really doesn't. What these people are doing with these foodstuffs, if you will, are just thanking them for services rendered for the past year. They're not saying, I want a fine-free day, I want my name on the top of the list for this hot book or something like that. They're just saying thank you. And somehow we've run amok here.
Well, Janice Butler, thank you very much for talking with us and for bringing this conflict in Louisiana to national attention.
Thank you, and happy Christmas.
Okay, happy Christmas to you. Janice Butler is the director of the St. Tammany Parish Library in Louisiana.